I'm here with Stephen Hilton of Connecting Bristol and Bristol, and Stephen indeed has a reputation of being in the forefront of things social technology and social media and e-democracy and everything else over the last few years. So you've been there, done it, got all the badges and conference bags. So what's coming next, Stephen?
Okay, well, in my mind, I think we've reached a sort of make or break moment now. Events like this conference are great, and they attract all the people who came last year, plus a few more new faces. But by and large, all we're doing is attracting the people who already bought into the idea that technology is important and that it can empower people. The make or break point is that we've really got to move through now to the people who don't come to these events, who don't necessarily see technology as being part of the work that they do, and we've got to bully them, convince them, give them no choice other than to start to shift the way that they spend money so that we can mainstream the sorts of ideas that are always presented at these events. The reason that it's particularly timely is we've got the government appointing a digital czar. We've got a national digital inclusion action plan. We've got general acceptance in government that Web 2 and new media are of interest and indeed are powerful enough to unseat or unnerve ministers. So if we can't make it happen now, we're never going to make it happen. So within the next 12 months, for either we're going to become even more successful and even more proactive in Bristol, or I'm just going to retire.
So who are the people you'd really like to see at these conferences in future, or indeed perhaps different sorts of conferences?
Well, we've had really strong support from politicians in Bristol, and although they would, you know, the council leader wouldn't necessarily see herself as being the most digitally savvy person in the world, she understands that it is about the success of the city, because it's about economic importance, but it's also about bringing all of the city's people and the communities into the sort of economic success. We've got a whole range of people, service directors and managers, who have managed to duck the transformation, digital inclusion sort of agenda. And like it or not, those are the people who've got to do something different. So next year, I want this place to be full of service directors, and I want it to be full of directors of community partnerships, LSPs, saying, we get it, we are now spending our money in a different way, and collectively we're actually achieving a lot more than we used to through the sort of methods that we were using previously.